Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept me real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month, nigga. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home.
Well, we're here in the eighth of what was to be a 15-round fight between DJ and Dempsey. Dempsey came out early in the first with a doozy of a right cross, what probably generated as a 54 out of 50 on the pain scale. DJ had a sprightly fourth round, but it has been all Dempsey since. And oh, a shot to his stomach. Denzel is reeling. And oh my, it appears Dempsey hit him so hard he is now pooping his shorts. This is horrifying. Dempsey is on the turnbuckle claiming victory. Meanwhile, wallowing in a diarrhea wasteland is DJ. We're going to have to cut this off because the TV rating is getting close to R. It's so graphic. Back to you guys at the studio. Welcome to the Heffaheads Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Chad Sugar Ray Ebersole. With me is Anthony Big John Donnelly. Oh, that worked too wrong. That shouldn't be Big John.
You've done that before anyway.
Have I?
Yeah.
I bet I wasn't Sugar Ray, and you probably were Anthony Holyfield Donnelly.
There we go.
I probably have, but I was thinking, how can I put some sort of a Rocky reference for a champion like DJ or like Dempsey?
It worked.
Yeah, it was fine. So, what's up? Been a while.
Not much, man. Just, yeah, you know, over at ShagSportsCards.com, we've been really busy, so I haven't had time for a podcast. I apologize.
Hey, you got to put in the work. That's cool, getting launching a company.
Wait, Chad, real quick, did you hear me? I think I said ShagSportsCards.com.
It was actually a little choppy. Say it one more time.
ShagSportsCards.com.
Oh, cool. I will... I think I know that. Yeah, launching anything off the ground floor is tough go. Kevin O'Leary told me that. Mr. Wonderful. So, some things have happened. Oh, what?
Well, I was going to say, what did you think about that 90s WWE video I sent you, the Twitter thing?
That'll never get old. They will rerun that bit, but that was great. That was so funny watching that girl fall, but...
Dude, they did a one of this lady stripper like hanging on the side of a glass wall. She starts like shaking and moving, and all of a sudden the glass breaks and it goes, and then it goes da 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 da, and it cuts to Stone Cold. It's fucking hilarious. That's literally, if like you don't do anything on Twitter, you just follow that. It's one of the best things ever.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love whenever they mix that stuff up. Some things have happened in the world of football. Have you been watching any of that stuff?
A little bit.
Yeah, like, so the coach is getting fired.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm a little pissed off that Urban Meyer pretty much said, nah, Browns, I'm good, my health, my family, and now he's going to Jacksonville to get $11 million a year or something.
Is he there for sure?
Well, he's going to interview there. He's actually going to give him an interview. I thought that.
Okay.
Thought that was a little ridiculous, but
that's all right. He just needed the time off, and you don't want. Why would? If you watched Ohio State all this year,
no.
All right. It is clear that Ryan Day is a better coach than Urban Meyer, or at least was towards the end of the year.
They were saying that he was going to be the that he could be an actual coach instead of Urban. Really? I just don't know enough about Ohio State, and I don't pay attention to college football. It's like minor leagues.
Yeah.
But
I still watch. I don't watch a ton of college football, man, but I do if it's late at night on Saturday or if Ohio State's playing someone decent on Saturday, I'll turn it on. At least have it on background while I'm messing around with some of my cards and stuff.
I mean, I'll watch the championship.
Yeah, we didn't even do bowl games this year.
Oh, my God. I completely forgot. Why did we not do that?
I don't know. I didn't think about it either, man.
Wow, that's the first time in like 6-7 years.
I know.
Oh, what a bummer. All right, $100. Yeah. I take Bama.
I'll do $20.
Okay.
I'll give you Bama for 20.
Sweet.
I'll take Ohio State.
All right. First bet's in. I'm going to get you on a couple others today. How about some of the players that are out for playoffs? Kind of blows. And coaches. Browns, that blows.
I mean, it sucks for the Browns.
Yes, it does. That's so stupid. Some of the not allowing him to coach from his house or whatever over a film. Like, can he not even be on a phone call with them?
They said that there'd be some competitive advantages to it, probably, which there probably would be.
I don't know. I think they talked to a few people that said no. It's probably much – it's the same as sitting in a sky booth or something.
Well, except you would have the TV to watch any, you know – I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, that's why it doesn't make sense. So are you kind of mad of the Bengals finished where they finished?
No.
Fifth overall draft pick?
It's all right. It is what it is.
They needed a good lineman, and they're going to lose out.
It's all right. They'll still get one.
Well, they said that guy from Northwestern pretty good, but I don't know. The Penny Sewell guy, that'd be ridiculous if the Jets did take him and just move Mekhi over to right tackle. They would be beastly linemen.
Have you been paying attention to anything that's been going on with the Texans and Deshaun Watson?
I just saw that they're talking. Ian Rappaport just opens his mouth and says, now, I'm not saying I heard anything. I'm just saying, what if? And then he's instantly created a whirlwind of sports.
Well, didn't what's his name come out and said he wants to be traded? Because he asked them to, you know, at least give Bieniemy a look at Bieniemy, and they didn't even bring him in for an interview.
Oh, is that right? I didn't read that much into it.
Yeah, they didn't even bring Eric Bieniemy in for an interview, and that's who like kind of Deshaun wanted.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is a little bit.
There's no way they would trade him.
What if Miami offered him 2 first-round picks and Tua?
I mean, then maybe.
I think that would get it done.
Would Miami want to do that, though?
If I was Miami, Deshaun Watson's 10 times better than Tua, Pupa Tua.
Right now, yes, but you're taking away a quarterback that could be pretty good in Tua and 2 prized possessions. There's no way.
I watched Tua. Tua is not good.
Tua's all right. He needs
Tua in the sports card industry is a sell.
Oh, that's a thing we should have been doing all year. Here's the Shaq sports card sell player. And then you give us somebody that would be really bad. Whatever.
We can, yeah.
How about playoffs this year?
Playoffs?
Yeah. How about this for a little game? What's your take on these Bills-Colts game?
Well, I think personally Bills are going to just destructo disc.
Okay.
Everyone else in this world seems to think opposite.
Really?
Yeah.
I've only heard the Bills beating
them. No, I've only heard Colts.
I could see the Colts beating them.
I don't believe the Bills that for some reason. I don't know why.
The Bills are in their locker room dancing around, having fun, doing whatever. I think the Colts could come in and just hit them up early, and then the pressure goes on to Josh Allen, and I don't know, maybe he crumbles.
Old man Rivers.
Yeah, and then he goes all the way to the Super Bowl, wins, and we get $2,000.
Yeah. As much as I would love to see that, I just don't think that happens.
I'll bet you $10 the Colts. Oh, boy. The Colts. Give me Colts +6.
What's the spread on that game?
I don't know. That's got to be close, right?
Yeah, I'll give you Colts plus 5.5.
Let's see.
What do you think the spread is?
If I just type in betting odds?
Yeah, you should probably see it.
Sports Illustrated, or do they all have different ones?
They're going to be different, but just use whatever pops up. You first see that pops up.
All right, I went to Sports Illustrated, and it would appear. Yeah, this is all of them. Moneyline. Indy is plus 6.5.
I'll give you 5.5.
So we're pretty close. 5.5.
I'll give you 5.5, man.
So they can win by 2. All right, fine. $5 or $10.
All right. You writing these down?
Yep, and 20 on the championship game.
Is that this week? Is that Monday?
I think it's Sunday. I think they're doing Sunday afternoon that game, and then NFL the night.
No, there's no way.
I might be wrong, but I think that's right.
You're definitely
Am right. I? I don't know.
That game is always on Monday, but always pissed me off.
Then maybe you're right, yeah. I haven't been following college football very well. What do you think is going to happen with this Browns-Steelers game?
They're going to play.
Yeah, what do you think is going to happen? I need to hear an AFC Northers take.
Dude, real quick. So I got charged like 63, 65. Why? How do I have Hulu Plus live TV?
Uh-oh. Bills came in, huh?
I don't have Hulu Live Plus TV. I got a bill on my
Well, something that could maybe be sorted out a little bit, like another 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just real super pissed off because I got a bill for fucking $60 on my thing from Hulu, and I'm like, okay, I thought Hulu was like next to nothing.
It is. It's like $6, I think.
Yeah, it's $5.99.
You sure that doesn't say $6.99?
No, I just looked at it. I finally just went back.
Oh. All right. Anyway. We're good. Yeah. That's fine. Buckeyes play on Monday night, 8 p.m.
That's what I figured.
Yeah. So, but do you think the Browns win on Sunday against the Steelers?
I think yes. I think the Browns are the better
Really? Team. You haven't practiced all week.
Don't matter, dude. Those guys have been playing for the entire year.
No Stefanski.
That's all right. That guy that's going to be calling the plays has been with Stefanski for the last 12 years.
Oh, gosh. See, I'll tell you what. And this is honestly from a – I hope my wiener says Browns are going to win, but my brain tells me this should be a Steelers blowout by halftime probably.
You know, and here's what I will tell you. If the Browns aren't winning at halftime, they have no chance. They haven't came back and won a game this entire year.
Baker is not that type of – I'll say this.
That's what I'm saying. If the Browns are losing going into half, they're not winning.
Browns seem – oh, no, not at all. You're right. Browns seem like the type of team that – like Stefanski runs that ship really good to where everybody, no matter what happens, kind of looks at him. What's going on? What do you want? And he fixes it. Now, without him being there really, I can see just shit going, hitting the fan and just everybody, too many Chiefs pretty much. Too many Chiefs, not enough Indians. Oh, wait, my bad. Oh, yeah.
Jeez. No, I think they'll be fine, man.
I just see when shit, like something happens, oh, what's going to happen? Stefanski would say, no, don't do that. And Baker this time would probably be like, Van Pelt, trust me, I could do this. And he might be like, all right, Baker, go. Baker's like, interception.
I don't know. I think Browns will be fine. They just got to run the football. Actually, and honestly, dude, the only thing that I personally would ever critique Stefanski on is him not running the football enough.
Oh, yeah. I agree. And that's, but that's probably not what, I don't know. I just have horrible expectations for the Sunday. I think it's going to be horrible. I wish. That'd be great. If they had like a smack him in the mouth, like Juju's comments today, screw that guy. Say that we're a bunch of nameless faces and no names. I don't know, whatever. Get out of here. Let's go punch him in the mouth like the Bengals did.
Yeah, that's the thing. The Bengals with Ryan frickin' Finley will beat the Steelers, and the Browns are a much better team.
Finally, we're going to talk about the bullshit of what's going on with the Indians.
Dude, their payroll is going to be a sub $50 million.
Mike Trout's going to get paid more than the Indians pay their entire team.
Although, I did just hear Antonetti say, basically, that money that they were going to have to pay Lindor and Carrasco this year, they're basically taking that and reinvesting it into the Indians. So I don't know what that means.
What is that? Investing in how? Like you're going to pay Jose or you're going to pay Bieber or something?
Possibly.
The best thing about where we're at right now is you can't tear it down anymore and get any cheaper without it looking
Let me tell you this. Francisco Lindor is not worth whatever money he's going to be making on.
But he was awesome.
No offensive player. How do you say?
Because he just was. You don't get player athletic ability.
How bad was he last year?
It was a weird year. He always.
You're bad.
A lot of the Indians start off horrible and come on late. That's how the tribe does.
But you know what he did? He started off horrible. Yeah.
Well, he also didn't have Francona in the dugout. You don't ask questions.
Oh, what's that matter, dude? You don't pay a dude $300 million to hit like.
I'm not saying this. I know. It just sucks. It's just stupid. Like maybe not pay Lindor, but pay somebody. I would say I'm not going to say that the NFL or the MLB needs to set a cap in spending, but they definitely need to spend a set of minimum. Like that, they need to. $100 million, $150 million. Every team must pay this money, and if you can't afford that, you shouldn't be an MLB owner anymore. Then,
I agree.
Like, give the fans something. To have $20 million on a payroll for an MLB professional team, and the Yankees have $250 million on their payroll. That is the largest gap in between things. I don't know. That's just so stupid. It ruins it. I don't even. They have to sign somebody.
I don't disagree with that. There doesn't have to be a cap, but there should be a minimum cap.
It's the only way to save that sport. Because what's the point of watching?
Yeah, and they need to move it down to 7 innings.
What? Why? Games would go by so quick.
That's why. Because they go too long already.
Yeah, but it would be like games over.
Chad, your attention span was terrible for baseball. I'm surprised you don't agree.
I like baseball, though.
No,
I do. It's nice.
I want you. All right, well, sit down and watch a game for 9 minutes.
Yeah, I do all the time. I get up on the stable scene and take a good stretch, and then I get back to watch the game. But
all lies.
Finally, Anthony, what's your Super Bowl prediction?
This is tough because I kind of like two teams. I like the Bills or the Chiefs. I think whoever comes out of the AFC, if one of those teams come out of the AFC, it's them.
You think the Bills could actually beat the Chiefs? I would say, yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's a shocking question, but
I think they could.
I think it's the Chiefs all the way. That's interesting. Packers could.
I think if – no way. They'll never get past the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
People are talking about Washington being the surprise team this week.
They're only saying that because the last time this happened, it was the Seattle Seahawks. They beat the Saints. So they're just riding.
Well, yeah, because they always say somebody's going to get somebody always upset somebody.
Yeah, and it's going to be the Browns upsetting the Steelers.
Well, that would be awesome. But I'd be shocked. Literally shocked. All right. Recent matchups. Ready?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, look at this blowout of the week. Out with Hurtness defeats Red Solo Cup 146-115. Wow, Zach, way to go. Champion. Mainly because Alvin Kamara. It's hard to beat. I don't know, 170-some yards and 6 touchdowns. It's just insanity that even happened. And
Coop was saying, I'd rather have lost last week than get into the championship being and playing against Alvin Kamara and have him score that on the very first game.
The first game of the week. Yeah, it just looked like, oh.
He's like, you already know you're losing. Exactly. Can't do anything about it.
I mean, hell, he got -3 points with that Houston team, and you wouldn't even notice. Aaron Rodgers also did good, probably finished as the MVP, 4 TD passes, 230 yards. Josh Allen, though, played well for DJ. He had 320 yards passing, 4 TDs, 35 on the ground. Sweet.
Aaron Rodgers definitely finished as the MVP.
Well, they're saying because, like, when Peterson finished with over 2,000, he got
– There's definitely – yeah, back then, quarterbacks didn't throw for over 40 touchdowns. And what does he have, 5,000 yards or over 4,000
yards? He attributed to 40-some because he threw for – did he? He's either at 40 or a little bit over 40 because he ran for some and threw for some.
No, he's definitely.
So maybe he attributed for 50 touchdowns, 47 through the air and 3 in the ground. With maybe.
That's possible because he threw 4 more touchdowns on week 17.
Yeah, that's crazy, though.
And you're looking at week 16.
Oh, yeah, huh? 48 TDs through the air. Yeah.
Yeah, three touchdowns.
And has what? Like maybe 4 interceptions?
Yeah,
he's been unbelievable. And that one, actually, was it last week or yeah, whenever he took
last week, if Marquez Valdes-Scantling,
he was perfect, and that was his one incompletion right in his belly.
And if Valdes-Scantling would have caught that, Aaron Rodgers would have beaten his own QBR record.
Oh, the record for QBR, he would have beaten it.
The best QBR in the NFL. Over an entire year span, Rodgers would have beat that. And it was his own record, too.
MVS. You know, he actually had a pretty good season, too.
I know. I actually picked him up in my other league and played him going into the championship and going into the playoffs, and he had a pretty decent first week.
Oh, yeah. Well, he would have had a good last week, that's for damn sure. Yeah, the benches weren't – he sat Zeke. DJ did. It wouldn't have really helped. Really anything he did. Josh Jacobs got drunk. Well, surprised Debs played Henderson over Cooper, though. Just you run Amari Cooper all year. Why not just keep him in there for the finale? But anyway, what a big win for his first place ever.
Yep.
That is cool.
Congratulations, Mr. Zachary Dempsey. I think Dempsey texted me. Well, he did text me, but I think he texted me right after the Kamara game and said, I wear a size.
Nice. Nice. At least he's a man who knows his ring size.
Yeah.
Wonder what size I am. Probably like a 15.
All right, probably like a 9.
Yeah, probably. All right, thank yous. All right, I'm not going to play the taps because it always comes over weird, so. DJ. Barbara Streisand, Mike Ditka, Ezekiel Elliott. You got to fuck one, marry one, kill one. I get the feeling you'd fuck Ditka, marry Zeke, and whack the old broad. How do I know this? Because this year you made a tough call. And because of it, you fell into a deep depression. Then one night, Overwhelmed in your grief, you found yourself at a bar. Multiple beer bottles are around you. Apparently the place lacks good help. I don't know, maybe the server's out having a smoke. Regardless, saddened, you look into the bottle at that last remaining sips when the door creaks open. You look up. A man at the door drops his bag with a number 21 jersey hanging out of it. And in a low-toned voice, he says, I knew you couldn't quit me. You rush forward in excitement and exclaim, I should have never let you go. The roar of the jukebox can be heard. Ah, here we go again on our own. You two do these, one of those cool arm-bent hand-lock embraces, and then the room fades to black, which is where you ended up, into the deep, dark abyss with the rest of us. Good try, though.
Thank you for playing. I know what you're doing.
I don't know. It's starting to go. Some of these are going like crazy. And now, Dempsey. Well, what's left to say? But you're welcome. Yeah, that's right. You're welcome. Without the tough love encouragement that we gave you this year, who knows where you would have ended up. We were like a drill sergeant having to break you down and mold you into a perfect soldier. Or like Zeus, leading the way for a young Hercules, we guided you with subtle nuanced hints. And maybe it came off a little raw, like Eddie Murphy in a stand-up special, Raw. Or a little inconsistent, kind of like your golf game. Oh, burn! Or even a little bewildering, like that father telling you the wrong kid died that day. But most assuredly, it is what has gotten you here. And frankly, it's what's made your players so damn good, too. I mean, come on. Second best QB, second best running back, three wide receivers in the top 10, two in the top 5. Come on. And you trade for the best tight end. I mean, come on. That does not happen overnight. No, no. Either way, this team may go down as one of the best rosters of all time, and we were happy to help. Now you go on then and enjoy Disney World. Long live the king! Dempsey.
Zach Dempsey, thank you for playing. Another year in the down the drain. Yep.
Another year down the drain. I'm coming back so hard next year with the perfect team, the perfect way to draft. Aaron Rodgers is mine! Where the hell is this Lamar Jackson these last 4 weeks been the whole damn year? Like, he is going off finally. It's annoying. I'm probably going to draft him again. Maybe, I don't know, second round. Is that too early for Lamar Jackson?
The end of the second round or the very beginning of the second round?
Yeah, maybe like 14, 15.
Yeah, it's probably too early.
Yeah. I don't think I can do it. I would say a third round, though. If he's sitting there, I might do it.
Yeah, that's
even
fine,
then, though,
dude.
I don't know. Because you look like Brady and Rodgers were two of the best quarterbacks this year. They're all both like damn 40-plus, late in the 10th round beyond. It's just like, why even mess with it? Draft a quarterback after the 8th. Doesn't matter what quarterback you have. Quarterbacks are stupid.
Anyway, yeah, you're right.
Well, that's all so right for us. Best draft pick of the year, what do you think? For our league. Ooh, I would say Darren Waller to me. Fifth round.
Of course you would. Of course you would. I want to let's see.
Yeah, it would be it'd be your Dalvin Cook.
Hold on, I can actually look at the
I would still think.
Dalvin Cook at the end of the – or the beginning
yeah,
of the
either that or what's –
13, 14, 15th overall.
Is that where Dalvin finished? Oh, yeah.
That's where I took him.
Yeah, for what, the number two running back?
Yeah.
Where did Jonathan Taylor go, though? Because did you see where he's finished on the fantasy board?
Yeah, Garcia took him.
Fourth or fifth?
Jonathan Taylor. Fourth round.
Yeah, he's the fourth overall running back in fantasy. Yep.
What?
These last few weeks have pushed him so far up. I mean, think about it. He was pretty much 10 points all year every week and then just started going off. Like, he went off the 1 week and then he went off another week out of, like, 8 or 9 and then just went boom, 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 boom.
I don't know. Dempsey got DK.
That was the one I was thinking. I couldn't remember when Dempsey got that. That's probably it, because DK, I think, is the second overall wide receiver.
Or third. And did Dempsey have Diggs? Who's got Diggs?
Seventh
round.
Oh, that might be. That might be the pick of the year.
Although the pick of the year is probably you still. Darius Geis.
Oh, that's what it was. I had a doozy of a draft. Isn't that great? I can suck at a draft so much, but still put semi-competitive teams together. Just one time, let me hit on my people.
Yeah, it's got to be either Metcalf or Stephon Diggs. It's got to be Metcalf or Stephon Diggs. Rodgers in the 11th.
Yeah, I mean, if it isn't, it's Rodgers.
Trying to look at anyone way late that could have possibly. I don't see Justin Jefferson in the 12th.
Yeah, who said a good draft? That's why Spags brought him in. You know, that's why the ownership brought this hotshot GM in who had a lot of radical ideas, kind of a John Dorsey-like guy. And he knows how to draft. All right, I'm at 13% on my phone. It doesn't – these new these S6s, they last for a good 45 minutes before they need a new charge.
Well, how much you're on your phone?
No, it's just what it is. It just goes down like that. I was at 60% when we started this. It's a 32-minute mark, and I'm at 13. So that's about it for me. ShagSportsCars.com.
Sponsored by.
Forever.
Check us out this Saturday night, live, 7 p.m. Eastern. Join us on our YouTube, Shag Sports Cards. Give us a thumbs up. Smash that like button.
Smash the like.
Click that bell. Click the bell notification.
All right. Play us out.
Play that funky music, white boy.
I don't know if you can even hear it. It's so quiet.
I close my eyes. Only for a moment, and the moment's gone. All my dreams pass before my eyes in curiosity. Just in the wind.
Okay, why resting on hold for a while? Please don't be cheating. It's not his fault. Damn it, Blue is old. That's what old people do. They die.
Where's the little guy?
All we are is dust in the wind. You're my boy, Blue!
Dempsey.
You're right. Cardio burns.
Whoa. I have people listening. Later. Yep.